We've been working on it for a number of years. I suppose it all comes down to the idea of how do we handle video and visual content in the church. And I would have been involved for the last number of years on diocesan websites, and it was beginning to think about it a bit, and I suppose I hadn't the notion that maybe YouTube wasn't maybe the best platform, or was there an alternative. And it's around that time, I suppose, everyone, myself included, became familiar with platforms like the RTE Player, which perform kind of differently to YouTube in the sense that it provides a custom home, a kind of a branded home for the organisation. And the RTE Player is a great success. People know if you want content from RTE, that's where you go. And I thought that that might be the kind of a model that the church could usefully follow, and that it would help maybe unite what we were doing across many dioceses and organisations and the religious orders, that if we maybe adopted the one player, that we'd get further on this journey by going together. So that's what we've developed, the iCatholic Player, and it has that sense of a home for the church. What's interesting, what's different, I suppose, in terms of how we have designed it, people might be familiar with the RTE Player and such ones, that they're kind of a closed system. You can't bring that content onto your website, but the iCatholic Player is designed differently. In some ways it performs in that regard more like YouTube, in the sense that it can be embedded or, you know, plugged into any website. And if people look at some of the diocesan sites now, that they'll see that in action. We just give them a simple bit of code, and a feed of our recent videos just pops up automatically on the website. So we're trying to get that idea across, that the player is there to be shared by people. It's not something that's closed in.
That's interesting. So somebody has a piece, or you've done a piece about something that's of interest to someone who has their website, they can then play your piece essentially on their website.
Yeah, people, I suppose we're into a bit of techie stuff now, but people will be used to the idea of being able to share videos on websites, or even on their Facebook pages or on profile. And our players like that. It's very simple to share it. And we can do that in a more organised fashion with dioceses by just having feeds. So, as I say, we're trying to get... The big idea, I suppose, is that we want the iCatholic Player for people to see it to be as our player in the church, you know, that it's something that it's a universal tool that we can use collectively to convey our visual content, our videos. So that's a big part of the project, just to get the delivery system right. But I suppose that's only part of the challenge.
And would that mean then that if somebody had a story or a video themselves, that they could approach you and say, look, this is something that might be interesting to you?
Yeah, we're always interested. We're very much at the beginning of this journey. Mostly we deal with the dioceses and orders and organisations, and then we make our own content as well. So it's not kind of like a complete open door for anything and everything. I suppose we're trying to make it kind of like an official place for kind of official content from official groups.
And then in that sense, when you talk about the content, what type of material would you be covering? I know you're saying it's stuff that's relevant to the church and Catholic material, but is there anything in specific that you would look at?
Yeah, well, as I say, we encourage the different organisations to use iCatholic to share their own content. So organisations like Trocra, for instance, you know, like they would have obviously a YouTube channel as well, but they have a channel with us in iCatholic, and they do so because in some ways that means that those videos pop up automatically on church sites. That's the benefit of it. So we're certainly taking in content that different organisations are making for their own purposes. But within iCatholic, we're trying to create as well. And so we've done a range of things. We've done some programmes for education for primary schools. We even do some live programmes. That's one of the things that are now possible. It's great that we can produce our own live programmes, and in the primary schools with their technology at their end, you know, that they can watch that stream And classrooms have moved on a great deal from the days of the blackboard. You know, it's all digital, and people can project things onto the whiteboards, and the kids can watch us live. So I think that we're only at the beginning of that, but we've got some very good feedback on that, and we're hoping that will become a regular feature. And Catholic Schools Week is coming up now at the end of January. We'll be doing a live stream during that week for the primary schools, and I think that will be another step forward.
Yeah. And what about, I suppose, objectivity? I mean, if you're covering an issue and you're clearly coming at it from a Catholic perspective, will there be a sort of an objectivity in how you're going to cover a piece?
Yeah, I think we have been doing some discussion shows, and we've plans for a lot more of them. And I think that is a thing that might trip people up a little bit about, is this just almost like propaganda, or how open it is? One of the words we try and use a lot about iCatholic is conversation. And I suppose we would really love if we can share the kind of conversation that people have about faith and identity and meaning and ministry and all of those issues. And I suppose we hope that we do a good job of kind of asking the questions that people would ask. I don't think we have to be careful in the sense we're never going to deny our Catholic identity, but that doesn't mean that there can't be an open conversation, and that we would be open to hearing different opinions, because within the church, you know, there's such a broad range of views and interests, and I think that we have to be able to show a lot of diversity. But I think that is the challenge, that we are obviously working within the church, but I suppose we're trying to have a conversation that would be open to people who may be a little bit further away from the church.
You also have an app.
Yeah, well, that's, again, we get back into the technology of things, that it's a very exciting time, that how people access content is really, it's moved on very quickly in the last couple of years. So particularly with the young generation, they're very used to watching what they want, you know, wherever they are and whenever they want it. And so like the tablets and the smartphones, an app is really what drives them. You know, it's far easier to access content with the use of an app. So we've just started in that we have an iPhone app to begin with, but obviously we're going to have to quickly add the Android version, because there's the other kind of smartphones, and then we'll have versions for the tablets. What's very exciting, I suppose, is it's a lot easier now for people to take whatever they have access to on the internet and be able to watch it on their home television. So like you, in some ways the idea of needing some big huge TV station, like that idea is things are moving on. And when I'm at home, I would watch some of the videos from iCatholic back on my TV, because I have a little device called Apple TV, and you know, that you just something that you plug into your television, and whatever is appearing on your phone, you can throw it onto the TV. So it's a very exciting time, because I do think that there's a very big difference between what people might watch maybe on their phone, and maybe if they get comfortable on their couch at home and on their TV, they might be prepared to watch something a bit longer or get into a bit of a deeper discussion on things. So I think that's important, and we're all going to be chasing that kind of technology in the coming time.
Pope Francis has been quite keen in terms of communication, and even in terms of things like social media and Twitter, that type of thing. You know, he's very much got on board.
Yeah, that we were lucky enough to be in Rome at the time of the synod there in October. And there is a great feeling in Rome, and thanks be to God for that. And Pope Francis, interestingly, an Irish priest, Monsignor Paul Tighe from the Archdiocese of Dublin, is really at the heart of all of that good work that's been done on behalf of the Pope in terms of social media. And they have a fantastic app, the Pope app, and the numbers and the great interest there. and people can actually see an interview we did with Monsignor Teig about his work on iCatholic. But I think that's the simple truth of it. I think Pope Francis is showing us the way.